Listening Library presents Gravity by Sarah Deming. Read for you by Njame Kamara. Prologue. Because the gym had no address, it was impossible to enter into a GPS. The first time Gravity tried to find it, she got lost in the housing projects in Bronzeville. Nobody she asked, the policeman, the boy on the bike smoking weed, the lady with the baby carriage, had heard of a boxing gym called Plasma Fuel, Cops and Kids. Brownsville was one of the roughest neighborhoods in Brooklyn, but Gravity was not afraid. She was tall for her age and dressed in jeans and a hoodie, and the good part about being half Dominican and half Jewish was that you could pass for different things in different places. She never quite fit in, but she never stuck out too bad either. On her second trip, she found a dead-end street that sloped downward to a basement entrance of the projects. Above the door, the brown brick wall was painted over with a mural of smiling cops holding boxing gloves and bald eagles. Because it was the lowest place around, all the styrofoam clamshells, used condoms, and broken headphones people had tossed out their windows were gathered into a drift before the door. An electric gate blocked the entrance, and a handwritten sign, duct-taped to the front and wet with rain, read, "Gym closed for funeral." Gravity reached out to touch the sign and got zapped with an electric shock that sent her flying backward onto the seat of her jeans. Cans of cat food clattered out of her way, and a feral tabby peeked out from under a nearby dumpster and hissed. Gravity hissed.